Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Heritage Financial are not affiliated. Welcome back to Making Money Fun. I am John Gay. I'm joined, as always, by Shanna Tingen from Heritage Financial in Phoenix. Shanna, great to be back with you.
Yeah, it's great to be here again.
So this is a really important topic we're covering today, and that is Social Security. This is really one of the most important decisions that you're going to make as you get into your 60s and older. When to take it, when not to take it, to know when that right time is for you and that sweet spot. So why do you want to talk about this now during the pandemic, Shanna?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is a question I've been getting asked a lot from both prospective clients and folks that are clients of mine, because sometimes the decision to choose to take Social Security is taken out of your hands, such as when you're laid off or furloughed. And sometimes you have a plan, and that best laid plan ends up, you know, being thwarted by a pandemic. And so there's lots of folks that are sitting out there right now at age, 64, 65, 66, and trying to figure out if they're going to go back to work, if they can go back to work, and if not, if taking Social Security now is the right option.
I had a family member that had that exact situation. It was actually before COVID started. It was late last year where she was 65. She was laid off from her job, and she felt like at 65 and some health concerns, she wasn't able to find another job too easily. She said, yeah, I would have liked to wait a little bit longer to get the monthly payment up a little bit, but I'm at where I'm at, and at this point, I'm just going to bite the bullet and take it.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of rules that go into that and things that you need to be concerned with if you are going to take it, before your full retirement age. And so there are really kind of three dates or ages that you need to be concerned with as you're thinking about or considering taking Social Security. Mm-hmm. The early retirement or early benefit age for most of us is 62. 62 is the earliest you can take Social Security, but unless it's an extreme circumstance, I normally don't recommend that because you're going to take a pretty large cut in your benefit for the rest of your life to take it at 62. And then your full retirement age is the age at which you are eligible to take your full benefit amount.
And that's not a specific number because that's been changing lately, because depending on what year you were born, they've made it an older age to...
Exactly. So in order for you to figure out your full retirement amount and your full benefit amount, you'll have to go to ssa.gov and look that up. I'll put the link directly to that calculator in the show notes for everybody, so you can go take a look. But it's usually between about 67 and 68. It's maybe 67 in some odd months. It's a really strange number. But that's when you can take your full benefit and still work and not get penalized. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. And then age 70 is the age at which you get the maximum amount you can out of Social Security. So there's no point in waiting any longer than age 70.
Okay, so 62 is the earliest you can take it, but you're not going to get as much per month. You'll get your full benefit if you wait till your retirement age. And then if 70, you get basically a little something extra. You get a little bit more than your full amount if you can hold out till then.
You do, and that's called the delayed retirement credit. So for every year that you wait past your full retirement age up to age 70, you get about a 7% increase in your benefit for the rest of your life, which then compounds with the cost of living increases. So as you get older, that delayed retirement credit can be a pretty substantial amount of money.
Good info to have. So Shane, let me ask you this. Why wouldn't someone want to file for Social Security now as early as they can if they're out of work due to the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you do get a little bit of an increase in your Social Security for every month that you wait to claim it. So if you need it, that's one thing. But if you don't need it, by waiting, you get an automatic increase. So that's definitely something to consider, because long term, that really does add up. The other thing to consider is if you're less than your full retirement age and you're unemployed now, but considering going back to work, if you go back to work and you're claiming Social Security, you're getting paid that payment, and it's more than 6 months past when you started claiming Social Security, you will be penalized for every dollar that you earn, or every $2 that you earn over $18,000 and some change, $18,240 is what it is in 2020, For every $2 that you earn, you'll be penalized $1 in extra taxes.
Ouch, that is pretty steep.
That is really steep, right? So if you're 62, 63, and you really think you're going to go back to work, waiting if you can makes so much more sense. Let me rewind a little bit too, and I want to explain what I mean by the 6 month thing that I mentioned a bit ago. So when you start claiming Social Security, you have 6 months to say, whoa, wait a minute, I made a mistake. I don't want to claim Social Security.
Okay.
You can stop it and pay it back, and it's like you never started it.
It's like a mulligan.
It's exactly it. You do get a mulligan, but if you go 6 months and one day, it's done and you're claiming it, and that's where you're stuck the rest of your life.
That is a really important thing to know, especially where things are changing by the day and by the week here in 2020, that your circumstances might change in that 6 months. So if they do,
yeah,
this is a nice little tool to have should you be in a situation where you need to use it.
Exactly. So what I always try to counsel folks about in my practice is don't make a permanent decision with a temporary problem. So if you're unemployed right now and you're worried about being able to make ends meet or having to draw down on investments a little earlier than you planned, and your knee-jerk reaction is, I need to claim Social Security because I'm going to run out of money, that may very well be the case. But if your intention is to go back to work at some point, making that permanent decision could have long-term and lasting consequences. So just make sure you've got all of the information.
And just to reemphasize the point, Shanna, that penalty of a dollar for every $2 you earn, when does that go away again?
It goes away at your full retirement age, whatever that is. So for most of us, it's somewhere between 67 and 68.
Got it. All right, Shanna, so another layer of this, I know you're a certified divorce financial analyst. You work with people going through divorce. What do we need to know about Social Security and divorce?
Yeah, those are great questions too, because there are some different rules there. So the big thing to know is that if you're divorced and you were married for 10 years or more, you may be eligible for a spousal benefit off your ex-spouse. And what that means is if half of their benefit is greater than yours, then you'll be eligible for more money than maybe you had planned on. So there are a couple of caveats. Like I mentioned, if your benefit is higher, they'll likely want you to take your own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get remarried, you're generally not eligible for a spousal benefit unless you again get divorced. So just keep those things in mind.
Right. And this is if you're married for 10 years or more, you're eligible for this, right?
Correct. Exactly.
Now, Shannon, we've been talking about Social Security today. There are some people who are not eligible for it, right?
Correct. There are two big groups of people, and they typically know who they are, but not always. So I just wanted to bring this point up. Clergy can opt out of Social Security on their earnings, and some of them do, and then find themselves in big, big, big problems down the road when they haven't prepared and saved enough. So that's something to keep in mind. Also, some government pensions have what they call a Social Security offset, which could take the place of Social Security. So if you or your spouse is in one of those two situations, that's when it really pays to get some help from somebody like me.
And we'll come back to your contact info here in just a second, Shanna, as we wrap up. But it is important to know what your Social Security benefit is going to be. And I remember looking at these charts with my parents when they were at that age. Where can you find what your benefits are going to be online?
So if you remember back before the government quote went broke in 2008, we used to get these mailed to us on an annual basis. They don't do that anymore. So you've got to go to My Social Security on the SSA.gov website and download your statement. And basically what they're going to do is make sure that you are you. They're going to verify your identity, and then they're going to let you download your Social Security statement, which will tell you all of the information that we've been talking about today. It will also allow you to verify your income history. And I have seen some problems with this over the years. So if you're considering retiring and starting Social Security, you want to make sure that your income numbers that's being reported to Social Security match up to what you think your income's been over the years.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Social Security is calculated based on your top 30 years of income while you were working, right?
Yep.
So if the government doesn't know that you made as much as you did, you want to make sure they've got the right numbers.
Exactly. Very, very, very important. I've seen a couple of really glaring errors in Social Security statements, and so that can impact your Social Security benefit. So you really want to start doing some investigation on this well before you decide that you want to retire.
So what you're saying is, Shanna, sometimes the government gets something wrong.
More often than not, John, unfortunately.
Okay, so I go online, I log in, I look at the website, I'm considering things, and I see a bunch of numbers in front of me and my eyes start crossing. How do I know what option is going to be best for me?
The help of a financial planner can really help you just distinguish your claiming options, see if there's anything that you're missing, and really come up with a strategy that works best for you. So if you want to talk to me, you'll go to my website at heritagefinancialaz.com and click schedule a consultation in the top right corner, and I'm happy to help walk you through it.
Shanna, this is something that in most cases you get one shot at, and you really don't want to get it wrong. This is so important for the rest of your life. And we've said this before, but you spent 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it is, working.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you enjoy the fruits of your labor. And this is certainly a key part of it and so important that you get it right. Really great information today, and I cannot stress this enough. If you need more information, you want to talk to a professional like Shanna, again, the website is heritagefinancialaz.com. Shanna, always a pleasure. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, John.